At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to Dark Mode, the podcast that brings you sage advice from two technology experts. And that's not just what we call ourselves, it's what our moms tell people when they try to buy tickets to Genius Bar Goes Dark and they succeed because it's super easy to do. I'm your host, Luke Miani.
And I'm your host, Noah Rubin. On this show, we take questions from listeners, attempt to answer them to varying degrees of success, and maybe even have a laugh or two along the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Maybe even a guest or two along
the way. Is
that my cue? Oh. Well, no, not yet.
I thought that seemed like a pretty good cue to me.
And so now we'd like to welcome onto the show John Prosser. And Sam Cole,
come join us. Come join us on the casting couch.
You get that, and I'll get this.
Come on in. Come on in. Yeah, there we go.
What an amazing show.
Would you guys like to have the laughs, by the way? We said a laugh or two.
Did all the audience.
All right, here, go for it. That was great.
That was
amazing.
That was like,
all right, well, that's it. We've done our laugh or two.
Okay.
So, obviously, WWDC 2023 is just over a month away. We're getting super close. I'm getting really excited.
Why don't I get a jacket?
Well, because you didn't go to the going out of business Lord and Taylor.
You had to be there.
You got to be there at the time. We paid $28 for these jackets.
Oh, that's almost the same amount as a ticket.
No, there's been many, many tickets. Anyway,
the same price as a ticket.
Oh,
because
I see.
Tickets are just $29.
That's true.
Somebody in chat said they got VIP tick. We're so excited to see you.
Isn't that crazy that we can say, hey, we'll see you in a month?
We will see you in one month. We can and will see you in
also,
a month.
Also, Luke,
we're so excited.
We mentioned this on Genius Bar, but maybe you should give them the heads up too that there's no live stream.
Oh, yes, that is a good point. So, we want to stress that this is a live show. Audience interaction, as what we do here, is going to be important, but obviously to an even higher degree in person. So, it's not going to be streamed live. This is a in-person, one night only event.
You got to be there.
You got to be there
or be square.
Absolutely. That was great. Good. Ow.
That was a really meaty fist.
That was very, very meaty. So, obviously, if you're excited for WWDC 2023, come hang out with us. We're going to talk about, presumably, the headset.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Could you imagine
that'd be really
the blue balls if there's no headset?
They're going to be purple if that headset doesn't go.
I regret giving you that.
I will castrate
myself.
Yeah,
get that.
If the headset doesn't go.
No, all right.
I don't need them anyway. No one wants them.
Oh, God. All right. Well, Sam's going to
really
be there.
Sad.
He's not going to say stupid shit like that.
No, language. This is
Wait,
dumb
have you
mode.
Ever
been
on a podcast before?
We do from time to time. Yeah. I think we're... What's the rating?
Oh,
like,
somebody said
TV
I love you. I love you, too.
So the
I think
one.
So, yeah.
I think that's fair.
That was really cute. Shout out to Mateo Money. He said, I love you. I love you.
Headsets.
That's not
money.
SMH.
Headsets.
Headsets.
Headsets SMH.
Linda's here!
Linda,
I missed you!
Wait, where did
my favorite Luke Miani subscriber.
Where did we see... Was it in the... Oh, it was in the supercut.
We just saw it.
The supercut. Sam made a supercut of the last time that they were on when John...
I can give it to you.
Peeved off a lot of people.
I'm trying to keep it... I'm trying to, like, tone it down now so that...
Yeah.
As to
You're doing a good job.
Audience,
You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
People are prejudiced. Oh, except for Mike. Mike says hello to Prosser Fartman.
See, I'm misunderstood, I think, as a human.
You're very accurately understood.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Is you're all out there all the time.
I don't think that's true.
You You are perfectly rated.
Yeah.
Some of these are overrated. You are perfectly rated.
I just played a character online. I'm actually a gentle soul in the Amazon. Which
gentle
you will see for yourself.
Soul. I wouldn't
soul.
Say that. Yeah, I wouldn't say gentle. You're
I'm,
a soul.
I'm delicate. You can't hear. Like, I'm even nervous about footsteps.
He arguably, I don't know if I'd say he has a soul. That's questionable.
He was telling, he was trying to make us go to the Scientologist to his, like, he says, like, his uncle's there or something. He's
my uncle's dead.
He says
so,
his uncle's
Zeno
or something.
Yeah, Uncle Zeno.
Zeno. Uncle Zeno.
Uncle
guys,
Zeno.
Yeah, we lost him.
I'm taking
we
him.
We lost
him
in the war.
If you guys haven't gotten your tickets yet, GeniusBarbosDark.com, we are so excited to see you. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal show from start to finish. And we will be reacting live with you guys just the day after Dump Dump. You're going to hear our reactions in the flesh. First about iOS 17, new Mac OS 14, the headset.
After party.
Mac Pro?
Mac
Probably
Pro.
Not.
And it's all brought to you by MacBall, who is the sponsor of this podcast.
And you
for
know,
today.
They, well, I guess by extension.
Yeah.
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 And it's kind of funny. I mean,
we didn't
my
mention
Mac.
That.
Leave
my Mac tag for us.
That's good work there.
Yeah.
My first experience with Clean My Mac X was you. Because in eighth grade, you had it on your 2011 MacBook Pro, and you showed me how you use it to clean up your computer.
Yeah, the old... I don't know if it was even Clean My Mac X at that point.
It was probably Mac 9.
Yeah, very well.
Whatever it was. It was some version. But yeah, I used to you know, clean up the Mac. It used to do... That was back in the day when they had... You know, okay, so we have Universal 2, right? So we have the ARM binaries and the x86 binaries, right? This was back when there was PowerPC and x86 binaries.
We are on the wrong show of saying
old Rosetta.
And so one of the features, was that it would strip out the PowerPC binaries from all the applications. And now we've gone all the way.
That was one of the features.
That was one of the features. And I'll bet they have it now for the x86. But that's how long ago it was.
Wow.
That's actually
riveting.
I never knew that. Oh, shut up. That's cool.
Yeah, go away.
Okay, are you telling me to go away? The audience doesn't want me anyway.
No, wait.
The
chat. Linda says she won her over.
Yeah,
Linda
I'm reading the chat.
John just won me over.
Yep, I'm looking at the chat.
See, I think John is appropriately rated.
Yeah.
But he is a genuinely kind soul.
He is.
We'll be real.
What does
real
that mean? I'm appropriately rated, but I'm a kind soul.
Like,
yeah.
Like you're brash and goofy.
I am.
Yeah.
And
so doo doo head. Yeah.
And a fart man.
Fart man.
But you've got a heart of gold.
I love John.
I think that's an accurate reading.
Everyone needs a mic. Wow.
This is for a
what is the end button do?
Do I need to be explaining our streaming software while we're literally live, Sam?
Sonny Dixon. Said, everyone needs a mic. I'm sorry, this is dark mode. You don't get quality here.
Say,
hey. Oh, and also,
that's
I couldn't figure
guys,
out how to get the mics working. There's
you guys
that.
Hogged all the quality for yourselves, and then
we
ran out of time.
Also,
basically,
I may have promised Luke that I would run the audio for the show, and I ran out of time. Thanks.
Yes.
Okay.
And
thank you for admitting that.
We were trying to use the Mix Pre 3,
which is Sam's, and it's garbage.
Which is Sam's, and it sucks ass, and it didn't work. And the microphone
it sounds like
terrible.
Ass,
and that's
it
why
does
we're
not
late.
Sound like ass. It has a great amp in it.
Well, not today.
Clearly,
not today. Okay, well, thank you for having us on.
Yeah.
We have to go edit our show.
Yeah, you guys have to go.
We have three camera angles.
Wait, I mean,
mics.
Do you want us to stay on, or do you want?
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
No, you guys
stop trying to... You always
I'm
trying to
delay.
No,
I'm not trying to delay.
Edit the audio.
Listen! I'm not trying to delay. I'm trying to be fair to Luke and Noah because they stayed for our whole show twice, three times, four times.
No,
every time
let's calm down for the
adding.
Let's have you come back at the end.
Yes.
We can
come back. Okay, I just want to make sure you guys
audio hobbit. Come on.
Well, that screaming
that
is
screaming probably
help.
Just lost all of our viewers.
Please come to our event June 6th, the Regency Center. Cheeseburger Star.
No dinner.
Tickets
you're,
right now.
You're teetering on no dinner.
Link in the description. Go buy it and VIP party.
I just realized that this mic has been in the shop the whole time.
That's good. That's fine.
Fire tickets!
Guys, putting on a live show is so much work.
That
that's why we're all here today.
Shut up!
Even
why are we just talking in the background?
You can see this is already like
a
mess.
They clearly just. listeners have no respect for our podcast.
I know.
So that's why we only got 3 letters in the name of the event.
Yeah, I know. Genius Bar goes
away.
That's all we got. This is. I don't think it's an equitable deal. I think as compensation, we should demand 60% of our proceeds, which will probably be none.
Wow. Yeah.
Because putting on a live event is so expensive. I don't think we really realized how many tens of thousands of dollars it would cost.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for reference. So, yeah. But I'm excited for it because we get to hang out with you guys in person and talk about the new macOS, the new iOS. Please let there be a new Siri.
New watchOS?
Oh, yeah, that's the big ticket right there.
No, but actually, it might be. We've heard some.
That's true.
There's been some
rumors.
You guys
definitely will want to check out the Genius Bar episode that you're watching being edited right behind us this very moment because there was a potential exclusive leak that I won't spoil now because I'll probably be attacked. But
yeah.
There might be a pretty interesting. WatchOS might not be boring this year. I feel like normally it's pretty boring.
It could use some work. I'm really hopeful.
It really could use some work. The Apple Watch has so much potential. Siri has so much potential. The headset has so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are things that we could see, if not completely realized, at the very least, please, please address something.
Yeah, there's got to be. And like all this stuff, right? We're hoping it's all going to happen, even if it doesn't for some reason. We're going to be discussing all of this. Everything that happened, thoughts, whatever, at the live show. There'll be lots of people there. You can meet like-minded tech folks who are
also
interested.
You might find the love of your life.
You might. No guarantees. We can't guarantee that.
I guarantee it.
John guarantees it.
That's fine.
That's, I mean, everything that John says comes true. So that's absolutely. Me and my square Apple Watch are absolutely on board with that sentiment there.
Yeah, every person there, we're going to just be like matching people up. Like you're going to go in there, we're going to match you with someone, and that's going to be the love of your life.
It's actually speed dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
But Noah's working on an app. You know, we're taking audience interaction to the next level. You know,
right.
Sometimes you go to a show and they go to the very front row and like give them a handshake or like get like sign a hat or something.
Or they send an emoji.
We know these names better than we know our own grandmother's names. But that's not how we roll.
That's right.
We're doing it old school. And by old school, I mean we're actually doing it very much new school.
Yeah,
Is that we have an event app for live polls.
Yeah.
Which we theoretically should have been doing on this show.
That's
but
true.
We forgot.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil too much, but I am working on an app.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might not know. I'm a software engineer.
Engineers it real good.
I am. So I'm working on an app. It's going to be live audience interaction. There's going to be some different ways that we can do it, and everyone is going to get to use it, everyone that's in live in person. So it'll be a lot of fun. You know, it'll be a show, be some audience interaction. It'll be good.
Also, great. I'm very confused. Someone said that they edit Genius Bar on a Mac. Who does that? I can edit 6 hours of programming on my Dell in 90 minutes. Sam laughing in the back. Is that an L? Damn.
Oh.
Yeah, I think Macs are probably the best devices for video editing on the planet. So
I think so. I mean, I get people, some people are like, what, Premiere Pro on their Windows?
Even with Premiere Pro, the Apple Silicon is hardware accelerated for video editing.
No, I completely agree with you. I'm saying, I guess some people do it. I'm not gonna say anything about those people because you know we'd get canceled.
You don't want to do that.
But no, but you know, Macs are great. We love Macs here on Dark Mode.
So someone's talking here, and this is amusing to me. You want to tell us about all your incorrect claims about the M3 on the 15-inch MacBook Air? First of all, those were all speculation. None of that was like a leak or me telling you what's going to happen. That it's good old CCRP. I'm Chief Inspector Luke with Deputy Noah here. That's how we roll. It's all about CCRP. And CCRP is not very clear about the MacBook Air. I guess that's something that we could talk about because that's coming at WWDC. We've now heard from multiple sources.
Right.
Except that the pendulum of CCRP is shifting. It was not very clear before, and my argument was that putting the M2 chip in the 15-inch MacBook Air now is foolish because it's at that point it will be a year-old chip.
Yeah.
Why would you put a year-old chip in a new product category? Like, it's not just a new product, like when they put the M2 in the Mac Mini. This is a completely new, never-existed-before product category of a 15-inch MacBook Air. So, to me, that makes no sense. And CCRP wasn't very clear on that, but now CCRP, we are hearing from multiple sources that the M2 chip is going to be in the 15-inch MacBook Air. And that just, I don't understand that. I don't get it.
That's really weird, and especially, it's like every day that goes by, it's one more day old that the M2 is, and
yep.
It's one day closer to the M3.
Absolutely.
Right? And we're talking about, so the rumors are saying, like, dub for the 15-inch MacBook Air,
right?
Yeah. And they're also saying...
That's pretty clear now.
And then what about for the M3? Are they saying dub as well?
So that's the thing. I think that there will not be the M3 chip at dub.
Really?
Like we've had this spectrum of possibilities, including Mac Pro, 15-inch MacBook Air, M3 chip, and the headset.
Right.
I think you can take the M3 chip off the list. You can take the Mac Pro off the list. That's all you're left with. The 15-inch MacBook Air.
And the headset.
And the headset.
And
those are
software.
And then the prerequisite software. So that's I think that's a pretty decent bet. Like CCRP is not there on the Mac Pro.
Okay.
We just haven't heard the news.
That's fair.
And it's not there on the M3 chip.
But then when is the M3 gonna come? Like October?
I would imagine. So there was a piece in 9to5 just recently that discussed how TSMC is having trouble ramping up their production and making enough 3-nanometer chips.
Mm.
Now, I would imagine, as I think is pretty logical, that when you're making these chips, you're going to start on the low end. So they're probably starting with the A17. We're on the A16 now, right?
Something like that.
Are we on the current... Is the current one the 16? Mm. Yeah, so the A17 chip is going to be the lowest end Apple Silicon processor. So they're probably starting with those. And maybe they're doing some M3s.
Sure.
So by that measure, then 3-nanometer will start rolling out to consumers in September with the iPhone. And perhaps October we get the M3 chip. But that would be weird because the 15-inch MacBook Air will only be 4 months old. And already it's using an outdated, not just chip, but architecture in general. I think it would just be... I really, really, really love the idea of a 15-inch MacBook Air, and it would just make it a little bit less of a... It would make it a harder recommendation for me, knowing that we are months away from the M3 chip, to say, like, you know, go for it, get the 15-inch MacBook Air.
Right, and then the other weird thing is that the 13-inch has been out for a while now, so, like, I feel
a
like...
A year.
That would get the M3...
Yeah.
And they can't do a 13-inch with the M3 and the 15-inch with the M2. That's, like, weird.
That is weird. Because the 15-inch would cost more but have less performance and an older chip.
Right.
So this... Now you can kind of get an idea of why. Like, CCRP, it's all about interpretation. And you got to take the information, analyze it, and interpret what it means. This is one case where now we do have a little more clarity... Which is Gurman, Ming-Chi Kuo, there was another source too. Like, we've got multiple sources now corroborating. That's one of the C's.
Get that banner up there real quick.
Yeah, let's get that banner up there. That's the wrong banner.
Well, that's a good banner.
That is a good banner. GeniusBarGoesDark.com. Get your tickets.
Yep.
Credibility, corroboration, repetition, proximity. We've got credible leakers saying the same thing multiple times in close proximity, and what they're saying is M2 chip in the 15-inch MacBook Air. And I think that's a mistake. I would rather they not release the 15-inch MacBook Air until October.
Yeah, I feel like they don't need to rush. Like, they've never had a 15-inch MacBook Air before. I don't think they need to rush to do it and, like, I don't know, put, like, this chip that's going to be old and then they're, like, the cycle's going to be out of sync. Like, whatever. It's not worth it.
And, like, I'm not saying that it's going to be bad.
Right.
Because for most people, an M1 chip, an M2 chip, it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's more than enough. I mean, the M1 chip is basically as powerful as the 16-inch MacBook Pro, the final Intel one. Like, that was a high-end $4,000 machine with a Core i9. The M2 chip is already as fast as that. So, for the vast majority of people, it's fine. But it's just not... It's not as easy to sell. It's not as exciting to consumers when you're putting a year-old chip in a new product category. It makes sense for the Mac Mini, because the Mac Mini is just a box with the chip in it. That's easy. You could just, every year you just say, hey, guess what? There's a new chip in the box. You're done. Easy peasy. But for the 15-inch MacBook Air, I'm going to be very disappointed. And I'm also disappointed in Apple for the iMac.
Yeah, the iMac. So, have there been any rumors about the iMac?
Not one.
Dude, what are they doing? They're clearly doing nothing, but, like, come on. They gotta do something.
Oh, well, there was a rumor that an updated iMac, like, spec bump with, like, an M2. I don't know why they didn't put the M2 iMac. Put the M2 in the current iMac.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't do that in January when they did the Mac Mini. They could have done it then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they didn't. I also think that the iMac is being criminally neglected, not just in the 24-inch, which is already more than 2 years old without a single update, but the fact that they then killed the larger iMac. And right now, if you're going by CCRP rules, nothing. There is zero information out there. There was a rumor that Apple was working on this 27-inch mini LED ProMotion display, and I was so freaking excited for that. But I'm pretty sure the latest from Ross Young is that that's not happening anymore. And I'm like, dude, the iMac was so good. I would get rid of my Mac Studio in favor of an iMac.
Maybe that's what they are concerned about, but, like, there's such a... That's, like, such an important sector, like, in their market that's missing. Like, their laptops are, you know, they're fine. Like, they're pretty crowded. They're not, like, super, super crazy. Like, it's definitely been worse, but, like, there's lots of laptops that you can pick from. But, like, the iMac, like, if you want the desktop, there's, like, a few options, which is, you know, it's a decent coverage. The Mac Mini, the Mac Studio, the iMac, which really needs to be upgraded. But there's something missing there. And even if you try to replace it, what are you doing? Like, you're trying to replace the iMac. You're getting, what, a studio display and a Mac Mini or a Mac Studio. You're still missing something. You're still missing, you know, you like the like a bigger display.
Yeah.
Just that all-in-one integration. There's something missing.
And, like, so Apple's desktop lineup is a mess right now. Because what little information we have about the Mac Pro, it doesn't seem like it's going to be all that upgradable. And it seems like it's basically just a Mac Studio in a larger enclosure. Like, maybe we get some sort of modular storage, but it seemed like there was an M2 Ultra chip that was in development at some point. I personally don't think that's actually going to go on sale because with 3-nanometer coming out, I don't think you would... I think it's too late.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, when you look at the MacBooks, I think you've got a pretty... The lineup right now is pretty solid. The M2 MacBook Air. There's the M2 MacBook Pro, which is weird, and I would argue unnecessary, but whatever. The 14-inch MacBook Pro. Great, like, ramp from the Air to the 14-inch and then the 16-inch. It all makes sense. The MacBook Air and the MacBook Pro 14 and 16 fit together very well. And a 15-inch fits in that lineup as well. You'd have an M2 MacBook Air. You'd have a larger size with not a focus on power, and then you'd have slightly smaller but the focus on power, and then the biggest one also on power. Totally great lineup. The desktop, though, well, you've got the M2 Mac Mini, the new M2 Pro Mac Mini, which was a great device. I've got a video coming out on that soon. And that really fits that like $1,000 price point quite well. You've also got the iMac, which is like the entry-level all-in-one. That's good. But then the Mac Studio is doing all the heavy lifting. There's no larger, more powerful iMac for people who want an all-in-one. There's no high-end, you know, $10,000 pro machine that's absolutely balls to the walls. And the rumors about the one that we've heard seem like they overlap with the Mac Studio to the point that I wonder why you would even need both of them. I don't know. They gotta do something about it.
Yeah, there's definitely, yeah, like you said, the Mac Studio is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. It's a wide spectrum that it's on. Like the,
right.
Like the base models are really like trying to go, you know, into the lower tier, but like if you want to step up from the Mac Mini, and it's great that the Mac Mini has the M2 Pro in it now, because you can actually step up within the Mac Mini itself, which is great. But if you want to step up beyond that, you're going to the Mac Studio. And then again, like you said, on the other side, there's no Mac Pro yet, so you gotta, you know, go all the way up. And for some people, that's still not enough. And it still doesn't handle, you know, you still get this thing, you need a display. And if you're going with Apple, then you're getting the Studio display, which is arguably overpriced. And
absolutely.
It's not as, it might not have all the features and the nice things you want, and it's not the all-in-one. Or you get the Pro Display XDR, which is already a few years old at this point. Maybe there'll be a new one soon. And it's really expensive.
It's too expensive.
It's too expensive.
I think this is a great point, because when you factor in the Studio display, the hole in the lineup gets really apparent. Like, a lot of people have talked about, like, oh, well, the Mac Studio is here. You don't need the iMac. The Mac Studio replaces that, because, and then arguably you could say, well, if you need to replace the computer, you don't have to replace the display, or vice versa. So it does give you increased flexibility. But it's the same, essentially, with the M1 iMac and the Mac Mini, right? You can pick, you can sort of make your a la carte option. You know, you want your computer and your display to be separate and personalized, and you can interchange them, that's fine. Or you want it all in one, and it's nice and simple. Makes sense. Problem is, if you buy the cheapest Mac Studio, that's $2,000, and the Studio Display, it's $3,700 if you want both of those things. The iMac used to start at $1,799. Even if you account for like price creep and you want for like $2,299, there should be an iMac with the M2 Pro, just like there's an M2 Pro Mac Mini, at like $1,799. That would be a fantastic product. But, and they could have even taken the easy route, which is just make the Studio Display thicker and put a whole computer in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's room for both of those products in
absolutely.
The lineup, clearly. Right? If there can be, you know, there's a bunch of different laptops, like we just said. There's definitely room for it. And they serve, like, different audiences. Like, there are some people who just want to stick a computer down on their desk, and it just works. And that's one of the things we've talked about this before, about how like we're tech people, so we're so worried about the tech stuff, and sometimes you forget about the average person. You know, same thing with the MacBook Air. We're like talking about like, ooh, if it does the M2 and not the M3, the average person doesn't care. It's still going to be good for them. But you know, we're tech people. We're going to talk about it, right? Some people just want to stick a computer down on their desk, and it just works. And some people want to be like, ooh, I'm going to get this, you know, this tower with this monitor and this keyboard and mouse and, you know, swap them out and try different things and whatever, whatever. And they're both valid, and there's room for both of them.
And there's also room for pro-level devices to be bought by people who aren't that, like, specific. And that's what made the old iMac so good. A ton of YouTubers who are, like, legitimate video editing professionals, even like video editing production studios used iMacs, because like you said, plop it down on a desk, you've got a 5K screen, 27-inch. They were fantastic for that. So you would have, my grandfather has a 27-inch iMac. He all he knows is yahoo.com.
He thinks that's the whole internet. One time he opened a new tab and he called me and he said, "Where did the internet go?" Because it didn't have Yahoo on it.
That is not real.
That is 100% real.
I believe
it. It is 100% real. He is 88. He does not need to know that there are things more than Yahoo and Yahoo News. So the 27-inch iMac was great because it was great for grandpas and video editors. One product line that has that much range, that is seriously impressive.
It is, and then Apple just...
They just said, never mind, we don't care, it's gone.
That, and they didn't fix it.
I don't understand that. I mean, I assume it's going to come back eventually, but like, it's a $1 trillion company. They discontinued it a year ago. Are you really telling me that they couldn't have made a display and a housing and just taken the same design language from the 24-inch?
Yeah.
There's something weird.
There's something missing. And I guess we're not expecting it, right? We're not expecting
it. There's nothing. There's no CCRP at all. CCRP only works if there is anything to analyze. There is no credible rumor talking about it. No one is corroborating anything because there's nothing to corroborate. No one's repeating it because it hasn't even been said a single time.
Right.
And there's no proximity because we haven't heard anything in over a year since Ross Young talked about the display.
Those are all the criteria.
So it's a complete nothing burger on the iMac front.
Oh, I want a burger.
Should we get burgers? Burger?
That would be good.
Anyways.
So, here's an interesting take on all of this from Nicholas here in the chat here.
Yeah.
We're apparently ignoring the sea that rules them all, cash. They want the 15-inch ready for university sales, and the iMac isn't frequently upgraded by folks. M2s are titrated into market to manage inventory flow. I mean, that's definitely an interesting point. I mean, there's a reason that Apple didn't announce the MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and Mac Mini, and iMac all with the M2 chip all at the same time. They probably just didn't have enough chips to go around. But at this point, they could have easily done a press release and got an iMac out there. And I guess, I think the most valid thing there is the 15-inch being for universities. That makes sense.
I could see, that's definitely like a perfect thing for like college students, high school students, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I could see myself using the 15-inch MacBook Air every day. I love the 13-inch. I really love the small, light construction, but I do want more screen space.
Mm-hmm.
Even more than the 14-inch, but I don't necessarily need the bulk of the 16-inch.
Oh, so you want something right between 14 inches and 16 inches.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A screen size between 14 and 16 inches.
How would that be? Let's run the math on that.
19 inches. No, that's not right.
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, crap, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, the 15-inch MacBook Air.
Oh,
it's perfect.
No, it really is.
I mean, what do you think? Would you... I mean, obviously, you're not going to replace your 16-inch MacBook Pro. Like, that's fine. Do you think, if you didn't have a Mac right now, would you buy a 15-inch MacBook Air for the portability? Would that be enough? Or would you go for the 16-inch?
See, I was literally just thinking about that, like, a couple minutes ago.
Ooh.
When we were talking about the 15-inch MacBook Pro, I was like, ooh, would I... Not that I'm going to trade this in, because I'm not, but I'm not trading in, but, like, sell and get the other one. But I'm like, would I do that? The one thing that's stopping me is the display. Just this display with the ProMotion and whatever is, like, so nice. But, like, other than that, I will say, you know, I've been traveling for the past almost 3 weeks. I've been away from home, you know, from where I live for almost 3 weeks. And I've been bringing this Mac with me in, you know, in my backpack, on my back. And it's pretty heavy. And it's, like, not super bulky, but it's, like, noticeably kind of bulky. In a way that the MacBook Air, every time I see the MacBook Air, dude, it's like, oh, it's so thin and sleek.
It really is.
And I'm just like, oh, that looks really nice. If there were a 15-inch MacBook Air, If it had this display, that's like
that,
the one thing.
No, you're right. I forgot about that.
I feel like that's like what else is missing? What else would what's the difference?
So and this is actually someone else was asking, speaking of differences, do we think the 15-inch MacBook Air would have more ports? Like the iMac with the M1 chip has 4 USB-C. Two of them are Thunderbolt, two of them are just regular USB-C. Personally, I don't think that would be the case. I think it would be identical in every way to the 13-inch MacBook Air, just larger. So you'd have two USB-C ports and MagSafe. So you're losing HDMI, the additional USB-C on the right side, and the SD card slot. You would, obviously, it would be thinner and have probably less battery life, but probably not a ton less.
Yeah.
Because it's still an M2 chip. You just have more space and more battery. So it would be pretty good. And the big one would be the display. Thicker bezels, no ProMotion, no mini LED. Those would be the differences.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, for me personally, I've used the SD card pretty rarely. I'd be fine with an adapter. HDMI a little more frequently, but again, I'd be fine with an adapter. I don't know if I use all three USB-C ports. That's also fine. It's really just, I don't know, it's just the display. Like, the power, I'd be fine with less power. Like, if I, even the base M2, I have, like, the M1 Max in mind. It's overkill, to be real.
Yeah.
I feel like base M2 even, or maybe, you know, M2 Pro, I don't know. Like, that would probably be fine, to be honest.
I'm on the same page as you for laptops, because I do my real work on a desktop. John, we were talking about this. Come here. We were talking just yesterday.
Oh, hello.
Just yesterday, we were talking about how we both prioritize portability because we're doing all of our real editing work on a desktop.
Yeah.
So
I have a 25-inch monitor, so when I leave and travel, I don't want big.
Yeah, when you're traveling, you want small because you've got big at home when you're doing the real work.
Mm-hmm.
So the question, the conundrum here is, for the 15-inch MacBook Air, I posed the question to Noah, 16-inch MacBook Pro versus 15-inch MacBook Air. For you,
15-inch MacBook Air.
Would you take a 15-inch MacBook Air over the 13? Or is the small size? Okay. So you're not going to get the 15-inch at all?
You want it small as possible.
I would consider a 14-inch MacBook Pro before I would consider the 15-inch MacBook Air.
So you'd rather have the more performance from the Pro than the screen size?
No, I'd rather have the 14-inch from the 15.
So just from a size perspective.
Yeah.
You just want a small. You want small. What if there were like a? What if they brought a 12-inch MacBook back?
If it had enough juice in it, yeah.
I would
if it had
buy
an M2
that
in it,
too.
Yeah.
The 12-inch MacBook is phenomenal.
If it had an M2 Pro, would you get it?
In the 15-inch MacBook, yeah. Oh, easily.
No,
I'm
sorry.
The
12-inch
MacBook.
An M2 Pro and a 12-inch.
I don't think they would do that.
That would.
It's
there's no way they could
it's
do that.
It's hypothetical.
Okay.
Would you buy it?
I absolutely.
Okay, M2.
M2, absolutely.
Just M2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All yeah. Right. No, I think, I mean, we're at this luxurious point in time where the M2, all on its own, is more powerful than some of the most powerful Intel Macs were. So, like,
until you
for
get paid
most
for
of
MSI
what I
again.
Want, well, the the MSI was much more powerful than Apple Silicon, but much more power hungry.
Mm.
They also didn't pay me.
Oh.
So,
well,
a little quick correction for you there.
Boop! Thank you for booping.
There, you get a... You
the
get
boop
a,
of justice.
You get a discrediting boop.
Thank you.
This is very interesting. I mean, I think that that's a great, like, having 13 and 15 inch MacBook Air, 14 and 16 inch MacBook Pro, that is a killer lineup.
Yeah.
Because you can pick and choose. Do you need performance? Do you need size? You've got big and large. It's big and small for both.
Mm. That's why I look the way I do. I'm both performance and size.
Wow, very good. Good right. One there.
All right.
Thanks for inviting me.
That one hurt my mind. I don't know, dude. I'm torn. I mean, obviously, I have all the Apple things.
Of course.
So I don't really have to make a choice.
Right.
Because, you know, you gotta have it all. But if I actually wonder, maybe I should, like, evaluate how often like right now, obviously, I have the M2 MacBook Air, the M2 Pro 14-inch, and the M2 Max 16-inch. I'm going to say something that's going to hurt.
Okay.
The M2 Max 16-inch would be the one that I use the least.
Oh,
I
no.
know. As a 16-inch MacBook Pro proponent and an M1 Max fan, I just don't need the power in the laptop. Desktop, I'll take all I can get. I don't need it in the laptop. I don't need the size. I don't need the weight.
No, I get that. Because the thing is, like, I don't have a desktop. Or technically,
yeah.
I have a mid-tier 2016 Windows desktop. And
yeah,
I play, like, old games. I mean, I play the kind of games that I like, which are, like,
yeah.
power hungry.
You basically have an HTPC.
Yes. So, and I would never try to use that to do any actual work. So I literally just have my MacBook Pro. Sometimes I'll dock it on a monitor. Like, I have an ultra-wide monitor, which I barely ever use, which is so bad. And I have, like, a... And, like, when we do the podcast and we're separate places, I dock it at,
mm-hmm.
like, a 27-inch monitor. So I do that. But, like, this MacBook Pro is my only computer.
Right.
So I like the bigger 16-inch, bigger size, you know, more power. Do I really need the more power? Maybe, maybe not. Probably not. But I like the bigger size. And yes, it's a little bit heavier and, you know, a little bit bulkier to carry around.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I just slip it in the laptop sleeve of my backpack, and it fits in there perfectly fine. And yes, it's a little bit heavier on my back. It's probably why my neck hurts all the time. but no, like, this, it's sort of a trade-off for me. It's interesting. We're kind of like, you know, I have this one Mac that I use, and then you have, like, every other Mac. Like, every
yeah.
other Mac... Well, including this one, but, like,
yeah.
like of all the Macs that Apple has made, like, not like, categories, but, like, every Mac that's come off the product, like, off the factory,
uh-huh.
I have this one, and then you have the rest of them.
I have all of the... I have millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, absolutely.
Honestly.
And I would... I've even found myself... I think the 14-inch is the sweet spot. Even if I were in a one-laptop situation...
But one computer situation.
If I had one computer total... It
Seriously?
Would be, it would be an M2 Max 14-inch.
And would you... How
with,
would you dock it?
I would have, like, 4 terabytes of storage, and I would get a studio display.
No.
Why?
This is Sam's phone. I'm not Sam. I don't...
We'll
do
talk
I sound
about
like Sam?
Not at all, thankfully.
I hope not. Jesus.
Oh, man. We'll talk about Siri next.
Yeah. But wait.
Awful.
But six... And I was going to address, someone asked, do I have a computer from work, too? Yes, I have a work laptop. It's a 16-inch
MacBook Pro.
But it's a 2019 with the Intel, so it's kind of rough. But
Oof.
But yes, I do. And that one I dock at my desk at work.
See, I personally, if I'm doing, like, serious video editing work or writing a script or any of my workflow, I want the largest possible screen, and that is not... Even the 16-inch, that's not big enough.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't sit here and... Like, on the go, yeah, I'll edit a video on a 16-inch or a 14-inch, but I, at home, would not just sit at a desk on this screen. There's no chance. So, if I'm not using this screen to edit my videos, then I don't need that large of a laptop. I would get a studio display... That would be docked, or that would dock into my 14-inch, and I would have, you know, the mouse and keyboard, the magic mouse. I'm a sucker. I love the magic mouse. I use it all the time. I know. But for editing, it's really good. And I'd have, like, the magic keyboard, and I would basically use it as my little hybrid setup. So instead of having an M2 Pro Mac Mini, I'd have my M2 Max 14-inch. I'd bring it with me when I need to go somewhere. I'd probably spec it out with, like, 4 terabytes if it's my only computer. But I think that's the best sweet spot.
I guess the difference is, like, I...
Listen back to what you said.
Hello? Hello? Hey, podcasting currently over here.
Sorry, I'm sitting with an idiot back here.
Marty?
Uh-huh. Is it you? Okay.
God has asked.
So,
text him.
Yeah, just...
Sounds like
oh my god, please. Okay, the thing that I was going to say, right? I guess the
raw audio.
This is not.
You need to stop.
Please. Can you just
text him?
Text him. Or go in the other room, please. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Come to our event.
Yes.
GeniusSparkGoesDark.com.
Oh my god. Okay. So the one thing I'll say is, like, for me, as much as I have, like, nice desk setups that I really should use, most of the time I'm just sitting, like, in the living room in front of the TV, and I'm either coding or if I'm doing my, like, one video per fiscal year that I do. Like, even that, sometimes I edit, like, sitting, like, I dock, you know, at a thing and edit, but most of the time, even that, I edit, like, just on the laptop screen. So it's just, I guess it's just a difference, you know? Like, I'm just...
I mean, that's fair. There are some...
I'm more capable. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't need a big... I can just do... You know, I can just make it
right.
happen. I can just make the magic happen, you know? Mm.
That's so bold. That's so brave of you.
I know.
You're really courageous.
Thank you. That's amazing. Apple when they removed the headphone jack.
That was very courageous. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what Apple needs some courage to do, though?
What?
Fix Siri.
That's very true.
Holy Christ. I made a video... what was that, like 2 days ago? I don't even know. I make too many videos. I don't remember what happened.
You gotta stop making videos, dude.
Yeah, really. I should.
Just cut it out, like, entirely.
Just knock it off completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the deal. Siri is so dog, it's actually unusable. Let me give you an example. Here's a fun one. So...
We fucked up and we gotta go.
Oh no, what did you do?
Minor mishap.
Oh jeez.
Okay. Bye bye.
Double your bye bye.
Just an excuse to go to the same bedroom as Sam.
Whoa.
Alright, try to keep it down in there.
So, here's an example of how absolutely stupid Siri is. How long ago was 2008?
It was 23 hours ago.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem quite right to me. How long ago was 1998?
It was 24 years ago.
So, well, that's weird.
Wait, that's really weird.
Wait, what? So, I guess what we figured was 23 hours ago, if it's 6:48 right now, would have been, like...
Yeah, we were thinking, so it was like, what was it, 2008?
Yeah.
Right? So we were thinking it was like 2008, in like the time, as in like 8 p.m., which would make sense because it's 6:48 p.m. right now.
Yeah, that would be about
20. When it's 8 p.m., it was like 23 hours, whatever.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Weird, because nobody tells time like that.
Yeah, they don't say, oh, it's two, what time is it right now? Oh, it's 2006.
Not to mention the fact that if it's not on the hour, like... Or wait, would that be, like, 2008? Like, 8:08 p.m.? Is that what it thinks?
That's my theory.
Oh.
But then you did 19 whatever, whatever.
And it said 24 years ago.
Right, and that would have been, like, 7
Also, that's wrong.
PM.
Still wrong.
Wait, what did you...
How long ago was 1998?
It was 24 years ago.
That's not correct. 1998 was 25 years ago.
Well, I mean, it depends on when you count.
Well, but if I say how long ago was it now, it's 25 years ago. It was 1998. 25 years ago today was April 30th, 1998.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's... Okay, maybe it's an off by one error at that point. Or it's a semantic difference.
Like, I can't figure out where it's measuring from. Because if you say how long ago...
You'd think from today.
You would imagine from today.
But I guess the fact that you're saying 1998, does it think it's like January 1st, 1998, December 31st, 1998, whatever?
And it's so dumb that it can't... Okay, wait. What about 2000?
Okay.
Or 2010? We've only done... Okay. How long ago was 2000?
It was 23 hours ago.
Okay, but it said that for... Oh, well, that's only 8 minutes different in Siri time from 2008.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Crazy. That's crazy, man, that 2000 and 2008 were only 8 minutes apart.
Yeah, I mean, time flies, dude.
Time flies when you're having fun, I'll tell you.
Time flies when you're Siri.
So let's try, like, 2011.
Okay.
How long ago was 2011?
It was 23 hours ago.
Now, you see, that's weird... maybe 2011 makes more sense than 2008. Like, if you're telling time in a 24-hour clock, 2011 makes more sense. Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't say 2008,
yeah,
but you would say 2011.
Would you?
Maybe.
Wait, for 20 hours and 8 minutes, you can't say 28. You say 2008? Is that what you would say? What time is it? It's 2008.
I've never spoken that
way
of telling time.
I'm sure some people in the chat use 24-hour time, so they can
tell. Me, personally, I'm an AM, PM kind of guy.
It just makes sense.
It does.
Like Fahrenheit.
Yes.
It just makes sense.
Absolutely.
But actually, though, I like Fahrenheit.
Yo, so what would you say?
2008?
I think you would say 2008.
But you definitely wouldn't say
2008. You would say 2008. That doesn't make any sense. So someone said to ask about 1959. How long ago was 1959?
It was 23 hours ago.
Now this doesn't make any sense. Because why did it do 1998, but it won't do 1959?
Wait, do 1998 again.
How long ago was 1998?
Oh, because it's 98. There's no such thing as 98 seconds. Or 98
minutes. Wait. How long ago was 1961?
It was 61 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. We cracked it.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And then if I say, how long ago was 1960...
It was 62 years ago.
Yeah, because there's no such thing as 60 minutes.
That's weird, dude.
That's really dumb. The fact that you can ask like, I get where the confusion is, but like, it shouldn't like interpret the input in two different ways depending on like, it, basically what it's doing is it's saying like, it's trying to parse what you said as like a time, and if that fails, then it's parsing it as
right.
a year. It shouldn't be doing that. That logic is wrong.
Yeah, no, that's really funny. That is so funny, because in my video we talked about how Siri is so limited because they're so focused on control. And they don't want Siri to generate responses. They have a team of 20 writers that are scripting the responses. And there's like all of these things to try to make Siri appear perfect. And that's the side effect, is that... Even when it got it correctly and figured out that I was talking about a year, it wasn't clear as to what point of the year it was measuring by, because it said 1998 was 24 years ago, when that would be true if you said December 1998. But the specificity, like, it should just be providing more details, is what it needs to be doing.
Right. It really should just... I don't know. And like, people are saying here, like, oh, you have to say, like, how long ago was the year 1959 or whatever. Like,
yeah,
obviously you can do that.
But for a digital assistant, the whole point is that you shouldn't have to, like,
use
natural
language.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I were to say, like, oh, how long ago was that? How long ago was 2010? That was 13 years ago. 2010 was 13 years ago. Like, if you have to speak in these, like, intentionally phrased, like, oh my gosh, John Prosser is sharing a photo. Oh god, it's horrifying.
What is that? Is it Tim Cook?
Oh, I shouldn't have opened this in photos. Yeah, it looked like it was a picture of Tim Cook. Anyway, I shouldn't have to speak in weird, unnatural ways to get Siri to understand me. That's the whole point of large language models. What I'm curious now is, I think if you were to say, how many years ago was 2008?
It was 14 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's still not right, though.
I mean, I don't know. Because
again, you have to go, how long ago was April 2008?
It was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Well,
that's weird.
I guess if you're saying how long ago was 2008, it's probably taking, like, December 31st. Because it's saying, like, technically in December 31st, 2008, it was still 2008. That's
mm-hmm.
the last time it was 2008. You know, it makes sense. But
it's awkward.
It is awkward. Siri should definitely be smarter.
Not to mention that it can't even give you the most basic Googleable information.
Yeah.
And that was another thing that was talked about in this article that I was referencing in the video I made about Siri. Like, all of these manifestations of Apple's obsession with control just prevent it from being useful in any meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've even had issues with, like, just speaking to it in a natural way. Like, if you, like, I'm trying to think of a good example for this, because whenever I think of, like, what I would ask a virtual assistant, like, large language models like ChatGPT are trying to get away from these command-based
mm-hmm.
ways of speaking, but I'm so used to commands with Siri and having to be as specific as possible,
right,
that, like, it's just very inflexible. You know, you ask it to turn the lights off, it says which room.
Mm-hmm.
When I say turn the lights off, it means turn the lights off, all of them. I shouldn't have to specify. It's just like all of these little things that you have to specify up front because it's a one-step command. It can't... It's not smart enough to, like, figure it out or be like, which one... Like, they need to work on it.
It's basically the equivalent of, like a software installation wizard. You know, you do, like...
Yeah.
You click the one thing, and then you click next. And you do the next input, and you click next. And it's just, you know, step by step. That's basically what it is.
Can it even do multiple things? Like, can you tell Siri... So, let's say, for example, if I want to... A timer. Sometimes you want to set an alarm and a reminder.
I would be surprised, but you can try it.
So let's try just in a natural way. Wake me up at 7 a.m. and remind me to take out the trash.
Okay, I added it.
Okay, so it made a reminder, take out the trash tomorrow at 7 a.m.
I don't think it's going to wake
you up. But that's not
going
to be an alarm.
Go see if there's an alarm.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, so now we're going to go into our alarms. It did not set an alarm.
No.
So those are the things, like, that's what Siri should be able to do. That's what you would want a virtual assistant to do. Speaking to it in a natural way. Wake me up and remind me to take out the trash. That, I think that was a pretty low bar. That was an easy... I wasn't asking anything complex, right? Wake me up means alarm, and remind me means remind me. Those are two very simple things, and those are two things that we know Siri can do. Because I can say, set an alarm for 7 a.m. and remind me.
Right.
Can you even do that? Set an alarm for 8 a.m. and remind me to take out the trash.
Done.
So now there's an alarm.
Oh, the name of the alarm is take out the trash.
Oh my god. Yeah. So it made an alarm. It made an alarm and it named it take out the trash.
That's, like, kind of smart, but only because the system is so limited and it's acting within those limitations.
Yeah. that's very true. So I wonder, like, can you even get more specific? Set an alarm for 8 a.m. and create a reminder to take out the trash.
Done.
Nope.
Nothing. Take out the trash is what it named the alarm. Okay, so we've reached the limitation.
The limitation is you can do one command at a time.
Yeah. And that command has to be pretty, like, direct. It has to be a pretty direct, like, do this at this time. Like, it... What makes ChatGPT more interesting is that it's more conversational and it can kind of figure out what you want without you saying, like, do this thing. With Siri, we're still in this point where you have to order it to do stuff one at a time, and it's 2023. That's really tiring.
Yeah, and there's got to be... I guess we're coming up on time here, but we're... You know, with all the, you know, the advancements that's been happening with ChatGPT, Bing AI, Bard, all that stuff, plus the rumors that Siri's going to be in the headset, and it might be maybe not the primary way to interact, but, like,
mm-hmm.
a key way to interact with the headset, and, like, plus given the place the series at right now, it really needs a lot of love. And, you know, we're really hoping that we'll see something like that at Dub Dub.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm proud of us for not getting into another extended debate about the headset.
Yeah.
But that is something that was that I talked about in the video. Like, they have to make the headset work with Siri. And in doing so, you have to make Siri work with the headset.
Mm-hmm.
Because the article by The Information talked about the Siri team gave the headset team a demonstration of, like, here's what Siri can do for the headset. And they were so disappointed that they considered building an entire new digital assistant from scratch. Because that's how incompetent Siri is. It's one of these things where it's like, we've known it's been bad for a while. You know, Siri was great when it came out. Even by like 2015, 16, you started getting other assistants that were better. By 2018, that's when they fixed Siri to make the language sound more natural, but they didn't really make it any more functional.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Google Assistant started getting really good. And then since then, it has just been stagnation after stagnation. They add one very specific thing, but it's a single specified, like, command or use case. It's all hand-built, and that doesn't really work with a digital assistant in this day and age. And this year, more than ever, we've seen how it just isn't enough.
Oh, and you know what else I just thought of, which I know we're wrapping up here in a second, but I just want to say, the one thing that Apple has done to Siri over the years is change what it looks like. Actually, two things. One, they've changed
right.
What it looks like. Like, Siri has undergone, you think about where
yeah.
it was originally, like, every couple iOS updates, they change.
Like every three.
Yeah, every couple updates, every three updates, they change how it looks. Like, right now, I like the way that it looks. I like the fact that it's like a small thing. It doesn't really interrupt. You can still interact with your screen while Siri's up. And it, like, dims the music down. I like that compared to how it's been. But that's, like, the one thing is that they update it every few years. And I guess, like, it came to the Mac after it had been... I guess, like, you know, it started on the iPhone, the 4S, right? Mm-hmm. And then over time it made its way to the iPad and the Mac. And I guess it launched on the Apple Watch when the Apple Watch launched, whatever. But, like, basically the only thing that they've really done is just change how it looks. And, like, and they haven't changed any of the functionality. Which is bad.
Yeah, that's so... I hadn't even thought about that. But yeah, it seems like every couple of years, they're just like, you know what? New interface. Features? Oh, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, Siri is the same, but
no.
But it looks a little different.
Well, with that, I think... hey, Siri. How do we end this episode of Dark Mode?
Sorry, some accessories didn't respond.
What
in... Bro.
Do you have, like, a dark mode ending device on your HomeKit network?
No.
We could really use that.
I have dark mode as, like, a shortcut for my lights. Maybe that's what it was. Like, it literally, it's so dumb. It's not processing any language. It just hears dark mode, and then it's like, I don't know, just enable dark mode.
Yeah, or, like, I don't know what to do.
Like, it just doesn't even try.
Yeah, so we're gonna end it with John's comment right here.
That's a great way to end this. Buy tickets, come see us. If you live in the San Francisco area, or if you don't live in the San Francisco area, get your plane tickets. Maine, Florida, Uzbekistan, be there or be square. I think it's gonna be so much fun. I'm really excited. We've never done anything like this.
It's gonna be the first time. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Look at that.
Yeah.
We got the ticker here. GeniusBarGoesDark.com. Me, Noah, Sam, John. Hype party, after party, going over everything that Apple announced. It'll be like watching all four of us post a YouTube video right in front of your eyes, talking about all the stuff that you're excited about.
Yes, and we promise
and
that
we'll
it will
be able to talk with you about it.
Yeah, it's gonna be, there will be like-minded tech folks, like-minded Apple fans at the event. opportunity to meet some cool people.
Quinn Nelson of Snazzy Lives, he's going to be there.
He's already got his plane ticket.
Ken from Computer Clan, he's going to be there.
Yep.
This is going to be the place to be. And hopefully you'll be there. Because if not, you're going to be square, like legally.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Really, I'm sorry, but it's just, that's the truth.
Yeah, and you know what else is the truth?
Oh, I was going to say that, is that this episode has come to an end. I've been your host, Luke Miani.
I've been your host, Noah Rubin. We will see you next week.